The new Connect FM.
And hi there, it's 12:05. I'm Mary Lynn with you, weekdays noon to 3.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
Thanks so much for joining us. You know, one of the things that we've been hearing, that big news here locally, is that city officials are going to be rolling out some new smart meters in the downtown area. And we've got City Councilwoman Deb Frank-Finan on with us. Hi, Deb. How are you?
Hello, Diane. Hello, Mary Lynn.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for asking me.
Well, and I thought maybe we could find out more about these smart parking meters and what they are and why it might be a good idea for us to bring them in. Because currently we have something that's called the cash key for people who just don't always have change on them.
That's right. I know you can get a cash key from the City of Champaign and also from our parking department. I believe that you can also get them at the City of Urbana building. When you purchase them, they will ask you if you want money for Champaign, Urbana, and the university on them. You put it's all one key, but you purchase different parking, I guess, so that they can keep those accounts separate.
Okay.
So, you know, you could do $30 and put $10 of parking for each entity or okay. however you want to distribute it. And then you just have a little key that you put on your key ring, and when you get out of the car, there's a little hole in the meter, and the key fits right into that hole, and you just put on however much time you want.
Okay, and you have used the cash key.
So I use it regularly, yes.
All right. So since you use the cash key and now there's these new smart meters that would actually take credit cards, do you think there's a necessity for it?
I don't know that there's a necessity for, you know, sort of any new technology. I think there is an argument about customer service and meeting the needs of our community and also visitors to our community. I think less and less people are carrying change around, and so it's just a much more convenient way for people to pay. And, you know, if you're a local, it's okay to go over to the city building and get a cash key, but you're probably not going to do that if you're here for a football game and you decide you want to come downtown to have a meal.
Right.
But you probably have a credit card in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so these new meters they're getting put up in downtown Champaign, right? You guys have approved that, and we're going to go ahead and test the new ones out, the smart meters.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's happening is the company who makes the smart meters, and I would say there at this point there's only one company, is allowing us to test for a time trial meters within the downtown area. We're going to replace about 37 meters in the core of downtown. So,
okay.
you know, in front of the Esquire and, you know, kind of that area, there's a T shape. And we'll be able to have citizens use them, give us feedback on them. We'll be able to see if they work or if they fail, because I think the trial is going to end up being during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be able to see, can they withstand our winters and just get a feel for whether or not it's worth thinking about the cost of converting, because, of course, that's always the issue, is that there'll be a cost for the conversion.
Right. And now, will these meters look different?
They will be the same. From how I understand it, and actually I went to the website for the company, and there's a video where you can watch them replace the meter. You just sort of take the top off of our existing meter, you take the guts out, you put the new guts in, and you put the top back on. So it'll be our same pole and sort of the same casing, but it'll have a credit card mount that goes along with it.
You take the new guts out and you shake it all around.
Exactly.
Right. I'm ready to do the hokey pokey
exactly.
over here.
And apparently we'll be able to use the guts that we take out then to replace meters that fail within the city and other locations.
Okay.
So they will be reused.
Okay. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking with City Councilwoman Deb Frank-Finan about the smart meters and testing out some smart meters in Champaign, which would allow you to actually just, you know, slide your credit card in instead of having to fumble around for change. So let's see here. It looks like there would be an annual cost. Let's say that the smart meters are great. Everybody loves them and we want them. There's an annual fee to maintain these. So it would cost, according to the newspaper, about $130,000 for the first year, and then $21,000 annually thereafter for maintenance.
And then they also charge like 13 cents per transaction.
Okay.
So, you know, I think any vendor or any merchant would tell you that it costs their business to use a credit card, and it's kind of the same thing.
Okay. So is that cost effective compared to the dollars that we're spending now to maintain?
And that's something that, unfortunately, I can't answer.
Okay.
The memo that we had on Tuesday night was really about, do we want to try these new meters out and see how they work? And we didn't have the cost information relating to, you know, how much do we spend to maintain old meters, and when will we break even if we buy these new meters? Those questions will come before council if the trial is successful.
Okay.
And, you know, we decide, yeah, we'd like to think about implementing this in a wider area, then council will have to make a decision about whether they want to buy these or not. The other thing about them that I'd like to talk about, because I think it's interesting and important, is the potential. There's software involved with these machines that would allow you to put in a cell phone number when you get out of your car, and the meter will text you or call you, let you know you're running low on time, and you'll be able to refill it from your cell phone. Now, obviously, if it's a two-hour limit spot, that's not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a spot that you could add, or it's an evening time downtown when you're allowed to park for longer than 2 hours, you'd be able to add money that way. We're not implementing that during the trial period, but it's a potential.
Well, that is definitely an enticing perk with that technology. I mean, to be able to get an alert and not show up to your car and I missed it by 2 minutes, and look, there's a ticket flapping in the wind.
I think it's also enticing as a council member, because I get a lot of people who complain about the vigilance of our ticket people.
Yeah.
And then I can say, but you got a text message that told you were running out of time.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. That's so funny. And the meter maids may not appreciate this new technology.
That's right.
Who is the Whirlpool guys? The Whirlpool guy? Maytag guy.
That's
the Maytag guy. So he's just sitting around because it never breaks down.
I think the thought is that we may lose money on fines but gain money on payments, because I think the thought is that people will get out of the car and think, oh, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. But if you're swiping a credit card, you'll put in the full 2 hours, you know, the $1.50. Whereas if you're feeding quarters in, you tend to kind of underestimate how long you're going to be there.
That's true. Now, you know, like at the Illinois Terminal, they've got the deal where, I'm in parking lot number, I'm in parking space number 56. I go up to the front, I put my dollars in or something like that, and then I think you can do credit cards too, can't you?
I'm not sure if you can at Illinois Terminal or not. I should know that, but I don't.
Well, but anyway, and then you feed it that way, and then you go put the ticket in your car. And I think on campus, right there by Legends, am I saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where you can do that same thing. Are there thoughts about maybe just doing something like that and have those little hubs where you can pay in different locations throughout
downtown?
That
was actually where we started.
Okay.
And parking technology apparently is changing rapidly, the technology is changing all the time, and that apparently is outdated technology. People don't like to get out of their car, walk down the block. They used to have them, or they still have them, for like an entire block, and you would just walk to your pay station. People don't like fumbling for change or credit cards that far from their car, or if it's at night, and they don't like the walk.
Okay.
So,
well, that makes sense, because I don't exactly like that either. It's like I got to walk there. And then if you forget what parking space you're in.
Then if you have to go back and put like a receipt in your car window, we don't do that at ours, but if you do, that's just an added irritant, I think, for people.
And so when do you think that these new smart parking meters, that the test ones, when do you think they might roll out?
My understanding is that it would be sometime in the winter. We've got to contact the company, and then I think the memo said like a 6 to 8 week lead time to even get them in. And our goal was to try to have them during some of the nasty Illinois winter to make sure that they're not going to fail. Although I suppose it would also be true that if we had them today, it would be nice to know if they would fail in this kind of
heat. Yeah.
My credit card's melting.
Right, exactly.
So just a couple more questions. First question, are you concerned that this is the only country, or not country, that this is the only company that has this kind of technology?
Yes.
Okay.
For me, I actually voted no at council, even though I think this is cool technology and I want us to be customer friendly. I am concerned that we've got one company, and our cash keys are one company and it's proprietary, and when we switch to these new meters, we can't also have a cash key associated with it. And so when I think about what will happen in 5 or 10 years, I don't want us to sort of be tethered to a company that mm-hmm. either is going out of business or that isn't growing mm-hmm. with the times.
Right. Okay. And then I guess my other question is, has this company told you guys as far as security, you know, when I swipe my credit mm-hmm. card, where is that information going, and what kind of assurances as far as security goes?
Nobody asked specifically about that at the meeting, although Tom Bruno had a great analogy, which is it isn't all that different than swiping your card at a gas station.
Mm-hmm. True.
And we all get out and do that all the time, mm-hmm. and it's the same kind of technology.
Yeah.
And so, they would be liable and responsible for that. And
okay.
they're in some bigger cities. Portland, Oregon, I know, has it. There's some places in Maryland that have it. We were told at the meeting that Indianapolis is putting in, thousands of these.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
And Pittsburgh, I'm reading, too, online, is starting a program, too. This is $26 billion industry, parking meters. I had no idea.
Wow. It sounds like we ought to go start a competing company.
I know.
All right. So you, me, Diane, we're going to have coffee after the show. We're going to figure this out. Right?
Well, and I had a tweet from somebody during the meeting who suggested some type of a smartphone app that would then work with it, so you wouldn't even need to have a credit card. And I'm guessing that something like that will eventually come, mm-hmm. and I hope that our software and these machines would allow for that.
Right.
Right. In California, with the app, you can find out which places are freed up.
Oh, cool.
So that if you're circling around, they have a mechanism in the asphalt where you can, see, a place just freed up. I'm going to park right there in that place. So
one of the things that's included in our memo is that they would sell us these sensors that then, when the car pulls out, it wipes the meter clean, so the next person never gets that great day thing where
right.
you pull up and you got time on your meter.
Oh, I still have half an hour.
So I'm opposed to that because I like the good karma.
Me too. I know.
But that's probably how they work the smartphone app, I would think.
That's right.
Wow, well, that would be interesting. That would be, that kind of technology would be super helpful whenever we have our big downtown
mm-hmm.
outdoor
festivals.
Concerts, downtown yep. festivals, and you can't find a spot anywhere. So.
Well, what I would say is go to the parking deck.
Parking deck.
That's true.
We got all started.
And it's
true.
Free on the weekend.
That's right.
I mean, you can't beat Hill Street parking. You really can't. I think sometimes we're a little bit old-fashioned, and we have our mindset on, just finding that parking spot right in front of Esquire or right there, and we need to start using the parking deck for sure. You're right.
I am seeing these other cities that have adopted these modern techniques are averaging $3 an hour.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
So when they upgrade the technology, they bring up the price.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we didn't have that discussion.
Okay.
the one thing that I did mention because I had seen on the Portland story I had looked at was the possibility of the person who's swiping the card paying whatever the cost is associated with that transaction. So the 13 cents that the city gets charged for every credit card transaction, maybe that ought to go on the credit card.
Okay.
But nobody else seemed interested in it, so maybe it won't happen.
All right. Well, lots to consider, and we'll keep in touch with you about this, but we really appreciate you helping to explain the whole situation a little bit better and, and what the technology, what the pros and cons are, really.
Yeah, and I invite everybody, once it goes in, I'm sure there'll be a big news story about it, and everybody ought to go try it out and then feel free to call me or email me, tweet me, let me know what you think of it, because it's important to have feedback during that trial period.
All right. And another thing is the council members, you guys, and you alternate, you do shifts, but on Tuesday nights, you guys will be at various places, usually downtown Champaign. Is it Tuesday nights?
It
right
is.
Before
it's
city
the
council
first,
meetings.
It's the at-large council members, so myself, Tom Bruno, and Karen Foster.
Mm-hmm.
And we, the first Tuesday of every month, we hold office hours from basically 5 o'clock to about 6:45 until we go over to the council meeting. And Council Member Foster and I will be doing it this upcoming Tuesday night, and we will be at the Esquire downtown.
Esquire. And so, and people can just come up and
we'll just be sitting there having dinner and hoping that someone wants to ask us about city business.
All right.
Cool.
That's a really cool thing that you guys do. So,
well, thank you.
All right. Yeah. When people complain, I can never get my, you can. You
have
just got to make,
about
some,
this.
Make
right.
some effort, right?
Yeah.
All right.
We try to be accessible.
Well, I've taken you a little bit longer than I said I would from your lunch, and I really appreciate you chatting with us, Deb.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. You have a great day.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.